Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello, fam. Welcome back to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I have a solo episode for you today. This one is going to help you level up your weight loss, your fitness, your health, your career, your relationships. Big calls, I know, but hear me out. This one is for you if you've got a health or life goal that you haven't quite achieved yet, or you're not quite where you wanted to be by now. Even it could be career-based. There could be something going on. There could be a relationship that you want to call in, or maybe the relationship you are in could be better in some way. Your health isn't quite where you want it to be, your fitness, your body composition, whatever it might be. Today, I'm going to be talking you through some things that could be holding you back from your highest potential in these areas and secretly sabotaging you and holding you back that you don't even realize are actually at play. So this is going to be super powerful. I highly recommend if you can grab a pen and paper to write down some things I'm going to get you to look at within yourself and to think about and consider that are going to unblock some crazy stuff that is holding you back behind the scenes that you're not even yet aware of. And I say that because if you were aware of it, you probably would have removed it by now, and therefore you would be where you want to be. It's these little things that get into our mindsets over the course of our lives that we don't even realize are there, that just stop us from taking these little actions here and there that are the real needle movers. But we don't notice that they're holding us back because we aren't actually aware of the actions we would be taking to get to where we want to be, because they're not apparent things that we actively set out to do. It's just like these little 1% of things on top of what we already are doing. So you might be working towards a goal and just thinking, why am I not there yet though? Like, I'm busting my ass. I'm working my ass off in the gym, exercise, eating healthy, or your relationship. Like, I'm working my ass off in this relationship, or your career, working my ass off in this job. Why am I not quite there yet? This episode could reveal some things that are subconsciously holding you back. So let's dive into it. Basically, the essence of what we're going to be talking about today is how negative mindsets and negative thinking and negative language about ourselves is holding us back, and the things that have caused us to have those negative beliefs, to use that negative language that we don't realize have been happening with us. And so we haven't noticed that we're doing it, and therefore we haven't noticed that we're holding it back. I want to preface this by talking about why we do tend to get so negative with ourselves. And this is for you if you're not someone who inherently identifies as someone who is negative towards yourself. You might not feel like you're a negative person. You might not identify as negative. You might not identify as having a lot of self-doubt. That's okay. You don't have to. I don't identify as having a lot of self-doubt and being a negative person, and I still have some of these things coming through. So knowing about them, regardless of where you currently are in life and how you see yourself and feel about yourself, this is going to be super beneficial. So let's think of why we are always so negative towards ourselves, because this is going to help us unpack everything later on. Now, I say this a lot, and anyone who listens to any sort of personal development talks will have heard this before, but I think it must be like 30 million years or something ago, our brains, when they were first developing and evolving, obviously had to evolve to focus on negative things, to make us aware of the negative things that could kill us. Like a lion roaring in the jungle is something that you have to be aware of and know to run away from. Otherwise, you get eaten. So our brains are always wanting to focus on what's dangerous, what's bad, what could kill us right now in the moment that we have to run away from. And then on top of that, there's this whole misery loves company, right? So we feel so down about ourselves a lot of the time, or maybe if we don't feel necessarily, you know, down on ourselves fully, but we always have some sort of negative thoughts and beliefs about ourselves, like we're not good enough, we're not as good as the next person. We're always comparing ourselves to other people. And so when we see people going through bad things, like this is why we're so addicted to the news. We actually like seeing other people's misfortune because it helps us feel that little bit better about where we're at in life, about where we are at in our lives. And as bad as that sounds, it's true. It's like we want to know that we're not as bad as we think we are, because we think we're bad. Like we have these innate mindsets that make us have negative thoughts about ourselves. So firstly, that stems from our evolutionary brains, where they want to be focused on the negative, the bad, whether it could kill us or not. We're just always programmed to seek out the negative. But then society has this weird thing. Humans, the way we interact and fit in with society is that it's deemed as bad to have tickets on yourself, right? So think like you're in a social setting and someone's like, oh my God, you are so beautiful. Wow. Like, is your reaction going to be, oh my God, yeah, I know, right? Thank you. Or are you going to go, oh no, I'm not at all. No, I hate my nose. Like, seriously, I'm not beautiful. Which one are you going to do? You're going to do the latter, aren't you? Because you don't want to be seen to have tickets on yourself, because then other people are going to start disrespecting you and eliminate you from, I say in air quotes, the tribe, right? So we've already started self-deprecating from the minute we could talk. The minute we became aware of how to fit into society, we started talking ourselves down and focusing on the negative things about ourselves to be, again in air quotes, humble or modest. We don't want to appear as though we think we're better than everyone else, so we focus on what is negative about ourselves, so that whenever we're in a situation where someone compliments us, we know we've got something surefire to come back with. Oh no, this sucks about me. Ready with it, ready to go. We don't want to think good of ourselves because it's like this fear of rising to the top and being rejected by the rest of the people. And so we formulate over the course of our lives negative ideas about ourselves. And then what that does is it manifests in this subconscious programming to only seek the negative. And we're going to also talk later on in the podcast, in the episode, we're going to talk about what other people do and say to us that can actually cause, not to use the word lightly, but traumas to our mindset about ourselves. They can actually traumatize the way that we feel about ourselves based on what they say and do to us. And that can stem from upbringing, it can stem from something that's happened in later life, but we're going to talk about that later on. But these things are all starting to subconsciously manifest into our brains and make us just focus on the negative. But the problem is, and I say this all the time, and I'm sure any of you have listened to any other personal development and health and wellness podcasts will have heard at some stage, your outcomes in life, be it your career, your relationship, your health, your fitness, your body composition, is all a result of the actions you've taken throughout your life. And the actions you've taken throughout your life have happened from thoughts that you've had, decisions that you've made. And those thoughts and decisions are a byproduct of the beliefs you hold about yourself and about life and where you fit in the world. So if you think about it like that, where you are in life, in health, in your body, in fitness, in relationships, in work, it's all come down to the foundational beliefs you hold about yourself. And guess what? You chose those beliefs. So whether someone else in life did something to you or said something to you, you have allowed those beliefs to manifest in the beliefs in you have allowed those actions to manifest as beliefs that you hold in yourself, and they have formulated the actions you've taken and therefore the outcomes you have in life. What I want this episode to do is to help you take a look at some of the negative things you could be looking at and doing to yourself, so that you can pull the layers back on those, look deeply into them and actually critically think about them and go, hang on a sec, is that actually true about me? And look at it the opposite way and start reprogramming the beliefs you have about yourself. The reason this is so important for any aspect of your life, your health, your weight, your fitness, anything, is because if you think poorly of yourself to any degree, if you think poorly of yourself, there is an ounce of self-doubt and unworthiness there of becoming the absolute best version of you. And if that is there, you are never going to fully take the biggest, boldest steps that you can to truly step into your full potential. And so these little things that you're saying and doing to yourself and believing about yourself are causing you to take these little actions that you don't even know you're doing or not doing that are holding you back. And again, I say this, like, you might not feel like you're not struggling. You might be adhering quite well. Like my FitFam girls, I say this to them as well, adhering quite well to their meal plans and their workouts. It's okay. Yeah, sure. You're doing amazing. You're getting awesome results. Are you holding yourself back still though? You know, like at work, absolutely smashing it at work, but clocking off at 5, you know, could you just send that one little email, finish that email just after you go? You know, when you have any inkling of self-doubt or feelings of unworthiness, you will always hold yourself back from becoming the best version of yourself. And I'm not saying work yourself into the ground to become your best version. I'm saying, are you holding yourself back? Because there's these little self-doubt and unworthiness beliefs that you're still holding that you're just maybe not even aware of. So this episode's going to help you with that. Obviously, talking about work-life balance and not flogging yourself in the gym or restricting too heavily on diet is an entirely different conversation, but I'm not saying you have to become a robot. I'm just saying let's become aware of how we are negatively self-sabotaging ourselves and just peel back the layers and reframe those things. Because what this is also going to do that I should have said at the start, it is going to skyrocket your confidence. Like, I mean skyrocket your confidence, because guess what? You are the foundation of everything that you feel about yourself at the end of the day. No one else really gets to say or have an input into how you feel. You just allow it if they are. When you have a deep internal feeling of confidence and self-trust and self-belief, nothing can take that away, because in the same way that no one really can make you feel bad, you just let them make you feel bad by choosing to feel bad. You can feel confident and no one can take that away from you. No one, because it's based on you internally and you control everything that goes on within you. And so once you pull back these layers of self-doubt and things that are causing you to doubt yourself, dislike yourself in any way, the sky becomes the limit. You literally start feeling unstoppable. And I'm having so much fun with this at the moment. Like, I'm working on this so much right now and have been for a while. And I'm just seeing it give me the confidence to take bigger, bolder steps, to say things more boldly, to do things in my whole essence and not worry so much about, oh, I didn't act like that girl who's really pretty. Maybe no one will like me because I didn't do what she did. I'm stepping more confidently into myself and I've never been happier. So I'm really excited for you guys to do this. What I want you to consider, I've got 4 things I've listed because I don't want to overwhelm you guys in one podcast episode. And as always, if you've got questions after this or you want to dive deeper into this and get more out of it, my inbox is always open. You can always DM me on social media. I put the links in the show notes for you and we'll have a chat and see and work through it together, basically, to make sure that you get the outcome that we desire here. But let's work through these 4 things in order. Not that they have to, not that they're in any particular order, but the order that I've listed them. So let's say you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you think you're ugly. Like you've decided you don't like your skin, you don't like your nose, you don't like your hair, and you've just gone, oh, I'm ugly. Maybe you've got freckly skin, and we all know I've got freckly skin. I actually spent a long time hating that about myself. And we're just looking at the things that we dislike and we've just gone, I'm ugly. So you have programmed that belief in yourself that you are ugly, which therefore says to your subconscious brain, I am lesser than. I am unworthy of being the best that I can be because I'm not better than everyone else. I am ugly. You've told yourself that. And even if you don't walk around thinking it in every moment of every day, it's still there. It's still there holding you back, like a rubber band holding you back to a pole, and you can only walk a certain distance from that pole. You can't reach your true potential because you've let that rubber band hold you back. And you step too far out, it's going to pull you straight back in, right? So what we need to do, and again, this is another thing if you're looking, if you're trying to change your body composition, lose some fat, tone up, and you're looking in the mirror and you're focusing just on your stomach. You hate your stomach. And what you're doing is you're just focusing on that. You're focusing on what you hate about your body. Now, not only is this keeping you just focused on what you don't like, it's keeping you stuck in this cycle of having what you don't like. It's the law of attraction, which I'm not going to go into. I'll just state the name because we all know what the law of attraction is. It's coming out more and more in, it's becoming a lot more of a common popular sort of conversation now, law of attraction, vibration, vibrational frequencies, manifestation. But it is absolutely true. Think of it this way. If you decide that you want to buy a, I don't know, now I can't think of car names. Let's just say you want to buy a BMW M3 in green, right? So random. We're in the BMW crew here, fam. So you've just decided you want a BMW M3 in green. Now you're going to start seeing green cars everywhere. And you've probably never seen a green car before because it's not a very common color. But now think of any other color. You say you want a red Toyota, I don't even know, Camry. Now you're going to see Toyota Camrys everywhere, right? Do you get what I mean? Like the minute you focus on something, you see so much more of it because you've programmed your brain into, like you've brought it to your attention. So now it stands out when it's there. It's been there all along. Green cars are actually everywhere, but now you're just noticing them because you put it there at the front of your focus. So the same thing happens with your feelings and thoughts about yourself. If you walk up to the mirror and go, I am ugly because I don't like my nose, my skin, my hair, then you're going to keep seeing the negative things on your body and completely brush past the positives. Our brains are incredibly smart, and it's a part of our survival mechanism of filtering out the stuff we don't need. Like as you're listening to this podcast, you are doing a million things at once. Your brain is taking in like 10,000 pieces. It might be more than that. It might be 10 million pieces of information every second. So there's like the things around you that you can see, other noises that you can hear, whatever you might be doing physically, making a meal, whatever it might be, while you're listening to this episode, out for a walk, you are taking in so much information and it's whizzing past you and you don't even notice it because that's not what you're focused on. You're focused on where you're going, what you're doing, the moves you're making. So let's say you're driving a car, you're focusing on the road in front of you, the steering wheel, maybe not because it's just on autopilot when we're driving, and what you're listening to. You're focusing on listening to me. You're not focusing on feeling the seatbelt over your shoulder. You're not focusing on feeling the seat under your bum. You're not focusing on the fact that a pink car just went past. Like you're listening to, you're just, your brain is focusing just on what it needs to be aware of in the moment. And that's because if we took in all of those 10 million pieces of information every second, your brain would literally overheat and you would explode and die. That was a little bit extreme, but your brain would literally have a pretty much a nuclear meltdown. And so it filters out what it doesn't need. And so because you've walked into the mirror and you've gone into the mirror, up to the mirror, and you've gone, I'm ugly because I don't like this, this, and this. That's what your brain's going to focus on. It's like, cool. Okay. So the things that are attractive about me don't need to be paid attention to. We're just focusing on the ugly. Got it. And that's all you're going to see. And so that's going to keep manifesting. Every time you look at yourself, that's what you see, which reinforces your belief and deepens the feelings of dislike about yourself. Because all you did was focus on the negative because we've been pre-programmed to look at the negative and try to be modest, right? So now also when it comes into the stomach thing, okay, any part of your body that you're trying to change and tone up and make fitter, one of the most common ones is the stomach. So we'll go with that for the analogy. But you're looking in the mirror hating your stomach, and so you're letting your feelings about your stomach dictate the actions you take about your whole body. Because if you are feeling down about your stomach, it feels so much harder to come back from behind, right? So like when you're feeling down and out, it feels so much harder to get motivated to improve your body when you already feel shit about it. Whereas if you feel good about your body, that's like a high vibrational feeling. It's up there with eating healthy and exercising. So much easier to exercise and improve something you already like than it is to fix something you don't like, right? So you can literally change your motivation about your fitness simply by looking at the parts of your body you love and just stop focusing so hard on what you hate. Another part of the law of attraction is that what you focus on expands. right? So if you stay looking in the mirror, disliking your stomach, you're just going to keep staying in that cycle of dislike because all your brain knows is, cool, dislike stomach. Take actions to keep disliking stomach because that's our reality. And so without even realizing, you're not doing the things that you could be doing to improve your stomach and flatten it or lose weight. You're doing more of the things that are keeping you stuck with a body that doesn't look as fit as you want it to. So you're keeping yourself stuck accidentally. You don't even realize it's happening just simply because of the way that you're looking in the mirror. So if you start focusing, if this is you, if you're resonating with this, go stand in the mirror at the minute you can and focus on what you like about yourself. Do you love your eyes? Do you love your smile? Do you like your hair? Do you like your legs? What do you like your bum? What is it about yourself? Do you like your skin? Your teeth? What do you love about your personality? Are you a giving person who always puts the needs of others first? Are you a happy person who always brings a high vibe to the room? Are you someone who's a great listener and people can always confide in? What is it about yourself that you like, physical and personality wise? And make a point, list them on this piece of paper that you got out at the start of this episode, because that is what I want you to focus on about yourself now, because it's easier to fix something. It's easier to improve something you love than it is to fix something you hate, right? Let's just make life easier for ourselves to become our best, right? So the more you love yourself, the more you're going to take actions that just keep improving on that, right? The more confident you're going to feel to go out and build on something that's already great. You. Cool? And you're not even going to notice that you're doing half these things. Before you know it, you're like, hey, I just had this intuitive nudge to go and ask my boss for a raise and I'll be damned I got it. You know? Or maybe you're just doing some things a little bit better at work without noticing it. Before you know it, you've been headhunted by a better company. All the little things that you don't even know are going to happen. And they're not happening just because you're subconsciously keeping yourself stuck and playing small, because these foundational beliefs are keeping you stuck, feeling unworthy of going further. So there's that. So there's the thinking negatively about your appearances or hating your body. Now, don't get caught in the trap of thinking that you have to be modest all the time. If someone compliments you, like, accept that shit, you know, modestly. You don't have to refute someone's compliment to be modest. You can simply say, oh, thank you, that's such a kind thing to say, and then return the compliment to them in some way. You don't have to go, oh no, don't be silly, I'm not at all. Because that is reprogramming to yourself that negative self-talk, that self-doubt, right? I really want us to stop doing that actually as a society. I feel like we should all take up space. We should all own the space that we are in and that we want to hold and not be fearful of being trodden down by everyone else around us. People just need to be so... Misery loves company, and it's always the negative voices that speak the loudest. It's up to us to build a suit of armor that stops those voices from getting in. Really? Anyway, that's enough on that. Okay, let's talk about, you don't think you're smart enough. Love this one. Now, if you don't feel like you're smart enough or you've got what it takes mentally to achieve what you want, then that's a very surface level thought that has been given to you by your environment in your life, whether it, you know, at any stage in your life it could have been. And what usually happens is it starts out early and then it gets reinforced at multiple stages in your life, and you prove it back to yourself by exactly what we just spoke about. So what I mean by that is, let's say you fail a test at school and someone says, oh my God, you're so dumb, how did you get that wrong? That one sentence then triggered you to go, oh, I'm dumb. Because at the age of 5, 6, 7, you don't have enough life proof yet to know that you're not dumb, and you just failed a test and got laughed at for it. So you were emotionally upset in that moment and triggered, which then made your brain go, oh, we're dumb. And there's no outside proof in your life elsewhere to actually say, no, you're not, because this, 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 and this. And so you started then by telling yourself that you're dumb, and then you found ways inadvertently and without realizing to reinforce that belief by doing dumb things, or by subconsciously not doing things that would prove that you're smart. And we subconsciously self-sabotage without realizing based off these beliefs. And so over the course of your life, other things happen. You're like, yep, there you go. See, I am dumb. Proved it again. And then as you get older, you're not taking these actions to get these jobs that you want, to go down these career paths that you want, because back in primary school, you got told you were dumb because you failed one test, and now you actually inherently think you're dumb when you're not at all. We all have the ability to excel in our own way. Like, I know so many geniuses who are like Asperger's, ADHD, autism, so successful because they learned how to hone in on the way that their brain works and get the most out of it that way. And that's why I'm so passionate about all you guys learning how to do. Just because you have some sort of neurological condition doesn't mean that you can't become the best version of yourself. But we hold ourselves back because we let these beliefs manifest in us and think that we're not capable of doing something. And really, all you need to do is look at that and go, well, hang on a sec. Okay, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, I want to achieve this thing. I just need to lay down some foundations and go find out, how can I make this happen? What steps do I need to take to learn what I need to learn to achieve this thing? What steps do I need to take to become competent at this thing? And if you struggle to do it in a way that, you know, is typically presented to you, what assistance can you get to make it easier? Like, never just stop at the first hurdle with these things. You are always smart enough to get to where you want to be. You've let your beliefs cap your ability to learn and grow. So that's that one. Love that one. Okay, negative self-talk. This is a good one. This is like neuro-linguistic programming, right? So I'm talking the little things you don't even realize you're saying that are having the exact same effect as what I just mentioned before. So when we're talking, just doing, making a mistake at work and going, oh, I'm so dumb. That right there is creating that foundational belief that you are dumb. It's reinforcing it, and you're going to keep doing things that make you reinforce that belief about yourself. It's things like, I'm always late. I'm always late to things. I'm never on time. You know why you're always late to things? Because you keep saying you're always late to things. Like, I'm pretty sure there's no one holding you with handcuffs right until 10 minutes after you're supposed to be somewhere to let you go get ready and be there. If you're always late, it's because you've convinced yourself you're always late. And so you're not taking the actions to think forward to planning when, how much time you need to get ready. How much time do you need to get there? Reverse engineer it, get there on time. You are fully capable of not being late. You've just told yourself you're always late and then never did anything about not being late. And so you kept reinforcing that belief. Another good one is saying you're fat. Looking in the mirror, I'm so fat. I need to lose weight. Again, law of attraction. What you focus on expands. And I do mean the pun in that as well. If you keep telling yourself you're fat, your brain is like, cool, okay, that's our identity. Let's make sure that stays true. So you're going to keep falling off the wagon. You're going to keep self-sabotaging. You're going to keep taking these actions that you don't realize are happening because you're talking it into reality. But you're getting frustrated thinking, I just keep falling off the wagon. I can't stop. I need to. Using all of this language that's, I need to, I keep. You're literally talking yourself into staying stuck because you're speaking this into your belief about yourself and therefore taking subconscious actions to keep you stuck with this weight on. So a lot of the time, it's not the fact that you can't adhere to a diet plan or you can't adhere to a workout program or you're not motivated. It's because at some point you have started this belief system that you can't do these things and spoke it into reality. And the next point we're going to talk about is also going to speak into this as well. Because if you've got any negative self-beliefs or negative self-talk that have been given to you by somebody else, we're going to talk about that in a moment. So yeah, walking around things like going, oh, I'm so dumb if you make a mistake, or going, oh, I'm always late, or I'm fat, or I'm ugly, whatever the words are you're using about yourself that are negative. And it can just be in the most innocent way as well. It's so critically impactful. And I'm trying to catch myself so much with this. I do it a lot when I'll accidentally do something and go, oh, I'm so stupid, or I'm so dumb. And I instantly in that moment, I go, nope, I am a smart girl who made a mistake. Reframing it to the positive. I'm a smart girl who made a mistake. Then my foundational beliefs about myself are that I'm smart, but I make mistakes and that's okay. I learn and I move on. Whereas if I was like, I'm so dumb, then I'm just going to keep making those stupid mistakes over and over again to reinforce that reality. And keeping my mindset small and limited about myself, so I'm not going to take big actions and take big risks and get big rewards, right? So whenever you catch yourself speaking negatively, and it will take practice, it'll take time. And I do forget sometimes too to do it, but the more you can do it, the better. And that's basically all there is to it. Reframe it, coin some terms. So start noticing what negative language you are speaking about yourself and coin some terms that are of the opposite and use those every time. Because if you're always going, oh, I'm so fat, then you can reframe that and go, I am thin. Reframe it as, it doesn't even have to be true, but reframe it as that, because those beliefs are going to start manifesting into your reality. If you say, I am losing weight, you're always going to stay in the I am losing weight. That is always going to be your reality. You've got to state it in the sense of what you want the ultimate outcome to be, so that you don't stay stuck in the in-between, if that makes sense. If you're walking around, you're going, I'm ugly. Like, that's going to keep your mindset very small and restricted. So we want to reframe that to, I am beautiful. And yes, it fucking is true. Right? So always catch yourself speaking negative words about yourself and coin a term of the opposite that you will use every time and say it out loud whenever you say those things to yourself. Cool? All right. The fourth one, I want to talk about negative words and actions that have been said to you or done to you in your past and you letting them hold you back. And I do mean you letting them hold you back. Let's say when you were six, a school teacher said something to you that made you, or a family member said something to you that scarred you for life. And you might not even realize that they have. Let's get super specific on this. So let's say a family member, an uncle, when you were six, said, you'll never amount to anything, right? Let's just say they said that to you. And now you're 27. And you're working in a job that you hate. You've had a career that you would have loved to achieve, but you didn't go to uni because you didn't think you had it in you to get that career. And it was just easier to take the lower road that everyone thought that was that you were worthy of. Let's look at this, okay? Those words, then this is very hypothetical, but structure this into your own terms, into your own situation. Those words that were said to you when you were six, do not have a lasso around you right now holding you back. There's those words, like try and grab those words physically with your hand right now. Speak them and try to grab them in your hand. You can't. Try to grab an action. Try to like hold someone pushing you. Try and hold that action in your hands right now. You can't. Not only because it happened years ago or 5 minutes ago even. You know, it doesn't matter. You can't hold that action or those words in your hand, which guess what that means? It means they cannot touch you. They cannot hold you back. What is holding you back is the beliefs that you let those things create in your mind about yourself. You built a wall based off what someone else said or did to you, and you let it stay there as this imaginary thing that you can't get past. But you absolutely can, because guess what? It's not actually there. It's not actually there. It's your beliefs that are keeping you small, and you get to control those. So think about it like this. Whatever anyone has ever done to you in your past, whether it was 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, a decade ago, they do not control you now. You can take control of the beliefs you have that are based from those circumstances. So whether it was little Billy in primary school who said you were dumb because you failed one test, which don't even get me started on the school testing system, or someone pushed you over in the fifth grade because you ran in front of them in a race and so you got scared of doing fitness and you believed that you're not a good runner, so you didn't do anything fitness-wise out of fear of being embarrassed again. Convinced yourself that you're not good at being fit. Someone told you you're never going to amount to anything, so you didn't go after that ambitious job that you wanted when you were 18. All of these things happened back then. Do not They are not physically holding you back now. You are. So you get to now look at that and go, okay, what beliefs do I actually want to have about myself? What beliefs do I want to hold about myself that prove to me that I can go after whatever I want? Because nothing is holding you back except you. Not the words that were said to you when you were younger, not the upbringing you had, not the environment you grew up in. All you've got to do is literally go to Netflix and watch Ladies First, which is a current Netflix show about all of the female R&B rappers, like right from the start of when hip-hop first started. And the shit they came from to where they've got themselves to is literally walking proof that no matter where you came from or what your environment was like, you can rise to the top. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. So I want you to list those things down. First, your appearances and how you feel about your body. Then I want you to look at your intelligence, your beliefs about your intelligence. The words that you find you're accidentally speaking to yourself in any moment that are negative, and what words and actions have been said or done to you throughout your life that have caused you to have limiting beliefs about yourself, and let them go. Just disconnect from them. Just remember that they are not right there now holding you back. You get to decide who you are and what you do and what you're capable of. And you've got everything. We live in such an amazing society. You've got access to everything you need to get to where you want to be. So don't let anything hold you back, especially that mindset. And that is pretty much it from me for this episode. But can you see now how impactful this is in starting out by building self-belief, self-trust, and self-love, by identifying where our negative thoughts and feelings about ourselves are coming from and why they're there, learning how to remove them, and building that self-love and trust just gives you all this empowerment to go after what you want, powerfully step into the fittest, healthiest, confident version of yourself, and unapologetically be your best. Just go after it. Like, once you tear those layers down and you're no longer mentally held back, you'll start taking those bigger actions to get the body you want, to get the health you want, to get the relationship you want, the fit, the career you want. All of those things become so much more possible when you're taking these little actions every day that are much bigger than what they used to be because the mental caps are gone. All right, ladies, I could talk around in circles about this for hours. I'm actually quite proud of myself for not going off on too many tangents. So I'm going to end it here for you. And as always, my links to my socials will be in the show notes. So if you've got any questions about today's episode or anything you want to talk about in terms of what came up for you in this episode, please message me. My inbox is always open. And if you would like to have a chat about us working together to improve your mindset, your health, your fitness, and help you level up with actual strategic guidance that's going to get you to where you want to be much faster, also just send me a DM saying fit. We'll have a chat and we'll see what I can do to help you thrive. And as always, guys, don't keep this episode to yourself. If you know anyone who you think would benefit from hearing this, please pass it on to them. Let them know about us. The more people we reach, the more we can help. And I'd love it if you could pop over to the platform you're listening on and just drop a sneaky little review. 5-star review would be amazing if it's true to you, just so that we can get further up the list when people are searching for these podcasts and reach more people as well. And then what that's also going to help me do is get bigger guests on the podcast, because they want to reach a big audience. And so if you guys share this podcast, I can then get bigger guests on here that you are just frothing to hear from. So yeah, let's work on this together and build this and level up together. All right, fam. I'll talk to you all in the next episode. Bye for now.